What you talking about?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, a grief specialist with Hospice of the Red River Valley, we have Jana Kuntz joining us. And Jana, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Warren.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today. We have a very important topic to get to here on Let's Talk About It. Coming up here on September 24th will be a grief during a pandemic event where individuals can learn more about what they can do if they're experiencing grief during a pandemic. And we can start right there, I believe, Jana. Some types of losses that people are facing during a pandemic, I'm sure there's a multitude of those.
Oh, yes, there are. Some people think that grief is only if you've experienced a death of someone. And of course, that's kind of utmost for us. But there's also, during this pandemic, people have lost jobs or they've lost their homes. Definitely a loss of community, you know, this sense of community and loss of socializing with people, you know, that interaction, loss of the sense of security. You know, we all kind of feel at odds and at loose ends all the time. So we're doing this grief during a pandemic to address some of those things and to hopefully help people through some of those things.
Absolutely. And you pointed it out too, Jana, there's so many different forms of grief and people may be experiencing those during this time. Has there been like a change during this pandemic or with social distancing? Has there been a change in how people are grieving or those different forms of grief we've talked about?
Oh, absolutely. We get a lot of phone calls now where before, you know, a phone call may have gone 10 or 15 minutes. They're now going a half hour or even an hour sometimes because people are just so isolated with their grief. And so that makes it doubly hard or 10 times as hard because they don't have that support system that they may have had before. And so they also maybe haven't been able to have a funeral or go to a funeral, those kind of things. And so those make grief really, really difficult. And hopefully we can help people through some of that with this class or if they call in, you know, just to visit with us.
Right. Jana Kuntz, again, grief specialist with Hospice of the Red River Valley, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We're going to be talking about that upcoming one-off course that'll be here on September 24th that people can do. And you did bring up funerals, Jana. I know that's a big thing that can cause a lot of grief for somebody losing someone, planning a funeral, doing those. What are some things that people are doing in place of that?
Well, a lot of people we're seeing will do an outdoor funeral. Of course, that time will kind of come to an end in this part of the country. But, you know, doing a graveside service that's a little more involved than the usual graveside service, or they're having something in a bigger venue or having something at a park, that kind of thing. We've even seen drive-by visitations, you know, where they're at the funeral home and the family is outside and people can drive by and greet them from their cars. So there's a lot of different things. I think people are being very creative and we really commend them for that.
Absolutely. And let's talk a little bit about that as well. You did mention, you know, being available by phone call, having online services as well. Why is it important for people to reach out for this assistance that, you know, for example, Hospice of the Red River Valley offers if they're coping with grief?
Right. I think, you know, a lot of people are kind of minimizing their grief, especially if it doesn't have to do with the death of someone. And so they think that they, you know, I don't need to call, I'm doing fine. But we do really encourage people to call in, even if it's just for a short visit on the phone, you know, and our 800 number is 800-237-4629. They can also get a lot of information from our website, and that's hrrv.org. And like I said, we really encourage people to call. We're always there to help, and we're always willing to visit with people.
I think that's something too, Jana, we should mention is, you know, it's constantly said we're North Dakota tough. We can get through this. You know, I'm feeling a little grief. I'm feeling sad at this moment, but I need to power through that. But these resources exist for that reason, and they shouldn't feel ashamed or they shouldn't feel that they're being a bother if they need to reach out and get any of these services, right?
Absolutely. And we also serve community members. You don't have to have had a patient on our care. We serve all the community members, you know, that even walk through our door or just call in, and our services are all free. So, you know, we really, really encourage people to not hesitate to call, because we are more than happy to help out.
Definitely. Jana Kuntz again joining us, grief specialist with Hospice of the Red River Valley. Jana, let's share a little bit more information about this online virtual grief during a pandemic one session class coming up here on the 24th. It sounds like really the focus will be grief in the midst of a pandemic, but I'm sure there will be other topics touched on as well.
Absolutely. Mostly it will be grief during the pandemic, because those are kind of distinct things that we've seen, you know, like we talked about earlier, grief has kind of changed because the times have changed, of course, but we will also be talking about good self-care, you know, what that is about, getting rest and taking care of your physical and emotional health, and eating well-balanced meals, you know, all of those things, doing exercise. We'll talk about using creative expression like journaling, writing, painting, all of those things, mindfulness, you know, meditation, and things that trying to be grateful for what we have and for what is happening, you know, trying to get the positive things from those. So we'll be talking about a lot of those things at those classes, offering two classes actually that same day.
Okay.
One will be in the afternoon and one in the evening. So if people can't make the afternoon class, that's from 1 to 2:30, then the evening class is from 6:30 to 8. It's the same class, but it's just offered at two times.
Excellent. That'll make it a little easier for those who have scheduling issues or anything like that. And Jana, is there any prerequisites or is there any cost to sign up for this? And is there a deadline they need to sign up by?
There is no cost. They do need to sign up with us either by calling in or going on our website. And they need to do that at least a day before, because we will need to send them a link to the invitation for the virtual class so that they can get online and be in the class with us. So a day before.
Oh, perfect. So get signed up before September 24th. The earlier, the better. That way they can get you the link and everything set up. Jana, let's get that contact information one more time. People want to reach out, talk to you about this, or talk to you about just grief in general. Hospice of the Red River Valley is available for that.
Yep. And our number is 800-237-4629. And just ask for someone in the grief care department or the bereavement department. And they can also go on our website either to sign up or just to get information. And that's hrrv.org.
Excellent. Jana, anything else you want to mention or anything else you want to say about this upcoming online virtual class?
I guess I would just stress again that all of our grief services are free at Hospice of the Red River Valley, and that, you know, again, community people are more than welcome to come to classes or to just call in to visit.
Excellent. Very good. Jana Kuntz again with Hospice of the Red River Valley. We appreciate you joining us today on Let's Talk.
All right. Thanks, Warren.